The Wobbsnazen Podcast, sponsored by Wheeler's Potato Crisps. It's what you eat when you drink beer.
Yeah, they really are very good crisps, and well worth seeking out. Welcome along to the fourth edition of the Wobbsnazen Podcast. We've got quite a packed show today. We've got music from Monster Cracking Shipper about their good friend Barry Johnson. We have inane babble from my new friend Miller, who's going to be telling us about his theories on life on Mars. And you may have noticed also we've taken the corporate shilling. I know. There will be advertising in this show, but don't worry about it. It's inobtrusive and nobody gets hurt. Okay, so that's fine. So over to my friend Miller. Now, he's got a theory about life on Mars and the colonisation of other planets. He empties bins for a living, but I think he's going to go far. Listen to the words of Miller.
Underground, what, stable it into the planet or something, yeah. Well, not, that's what one scientist reckons. They reckon they could create life up there if they can do an atmosphere. They put a great big fan up there, just spin it around and blow air out, or quite a fast fan, like, or a wind farm.
That'd be too slow, ain't it? It'd have to be fast so the air can support life, I suppose.
Get it moving.
They reckon that, they're scientists. I said, I wouldn't put it past them, you know. They'll do a clever thing like that, try and think of something to put life on there.
Thing is, where are they going to plug it in?
That's the thing, yeah. But what about solar power? Oh, Christ, yeah. What about generators? No, they still need a supply of electricity, won't they?
Yeah. They're going to have to rethink this, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. It's just they have sandstorms up there.
Oh, yeah, they have sandstorms.
But they won't be regular. That's the thing.
Regular sandstorms?
Yeah, they won't be regular. At a certain time, they'll get those sandstorms that causes a wind. That might get it going.
That might get it turning. Once it's turning, they won't be able to stop it.
Yeah.
I see. I'll give them 30 years.
They've got to figure a way around that.
Oh, well, yeah.
With all this technology and...
Who do you think's going to do it? Which nationality do you think?
English and Americans have worked on that.
Really?
Maybe with the Russians as well. But I thought all the scientists around the world were involved in NASA. All the top scientists from all around the world.
No, that's American.
Oh, it's only American?
That's American, yeah. That's what it stands for.
Oh, so that ain't American and British then.
Yeah. Unless they get the Chinese, they're quite good.
Oh yeah, you see, they're coming up fast now. Chinese, yeah. They're venturing out there.
Yeah, they're venturing.
Put them on board. But with the Chinese, all they want is the technology. Once they get the technology, they're going to shut off, aren't they? They only want the technology in the world.
What would they shut off?
Well, once they get that, and if they get a bit advanced, that's it, they don't want to know the rest of the world, wouldn't they? They don't want to know.
So you don't
They're opening up now, all these markets and that. Mm-hmm.
So you don't think Chinese will be the international language of space?
Oh, yeah. They'll be up there. They're one of the powers now, aren't they,
China? They're one of the powers, that's the thing. But A, will Chinese be the space official language? And B, the Chinese, have they got a fan big enough to get Mars working?
Steel, weren't they? The copper and all that. Oh yeah, but how are they going to get up there? It'd be too heavy, wouldn't it?
That's true. Yeah, how are they going to do that?
Oh, that'll take some time.
I wouldn't put it past them.
The people they got in science is clever now, and technology and all that. They'll find a way around it.
Yeah.
because they're already getting this solar power.
Yeah.
That's all they need in space, solar power panels.
Yeah.
To get things moving.
Get it cracking to begin with. Once they've got it moving.
And they'll have space platforms pushed out further along.
Mm-hmm. Space platforms, so walking to the moon.
You know, there comes a time when you've got to start looking at yourself in the mirror and thinking, what in the hell am I doing? A day came for me once during my unusual punk rock hairdo phase. I decided to use a bit of Lucozade on my hair to make it stand up on end. It looks pretty good. I look like a sort of a rock and roll hedgehog, and I went out for a walk. Now, the trouble with that was that it was a sunny day and my hair started to attract wasps. Lots and lots of angry wasps. I ran home looking like some kind of dandelion garden. I gave up on it after that and I had a very short haircut. Oh, I don't think I'll ever go back to those days now. I'm not about to feed the world about to feed the world about to feed with my fashion.
To visit us this evening. What can we give them to eat with beer?
Willard's potato crisps, of course. Willard's potato crisps are what you eat when you drink beer.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'll get a few king-size packs of Willard's potato crisps.
Get six, each with a different flavor.
Satellite that she's already, well, put them on as well.
Yeah.
Contact from Earth or from platform to platform. Push another one out.
Yeah.
As you come to the end of that one, keep pushing them out and move along.
Yeah. It could be huge.
It could be massive.
Almost too big to contemplate.
Because they were saying a space station now, they could do it any shape and size.
Yeah.
So they can. Like tubes, they just push one of them out. Put the solar panel, all the lighting's there.
Yeah.
Computer up.
They do it in any shape they want.
Yeah.
So if they did it in the shape of Obama's face,
yeah,
because I mean he's the president. Mm. If they did that, that would be good.
Because my brother used to explain to me, he said, when they're in any shape, they can send one up like a 50 pence piece, a long tube, mm-hmm. or they can have it cross with crosses in the middle, a round circle, the crosses going in the middle, or just one circle.
Yeah.
One circle, space station.
Like a cross piece.
Yeah. Cross piece. A 50 pence piece, a space station. There it goes.
Future's quite exciting.
Wobbsnazzin Podcast.
I'll see you at the party tonight. And don't forget the beer.
And don't forget the Willard's potato crisps.
How can I forget Willard's potato crisps? Willard's potato crisps are what you eat when you drink beer.
I like the way you say that. Willard's potato crisps are what you eat when you drink beer.
Oh, you see, now they've made me all peckish. Wheeler's Potato Crisps, sponsors of the Wabsnazzin Podcast number 4. Anyway, thanks for listening. Tune in again next time. Don't do anything else. Don't listen to anything else. Don't breathe in until I've made number 5. It's going to be a belter. There'll be more from Miller. There'll be, loads of things. Anyway, take care. Bye. See ya. Bye. Bye. Bye.